This is Emma.
And this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be discussing our July book club book, which is People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. And I'm super excited.
Yeah, same. I love Emily Henry.
Yeah, she's like, okay, honestly, she was my favorite, but I've read two Abby Jimenez, and I think Abby has taken the slot.
She's good.
I can't admit it yet, but I will say I think.
She's good.
She's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I still need to read the Happy Ever After playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to read them in order.
Me too.
But
I don't want to jump back into that world yet. I read Say You'll Remember Me. So I didn't go back into the world. But Say You'll Remember Me is getting another book.
Nope.
So it's another interconnected series. I was like, dang it. Why did I read that? Anyways, so yeah, we're reading People We Meet on Vacation. This is my last Emily Henry book. I've read everything up until now. But you have Great Big Beautiful Life left.
Yep, waiting for it to come on paperback. Mm-hmm. Because paperback is better than hardcover.
I just need you to read it so I can talk to you about it. Because it is totally different than her other writings.
Yeah.
I just want to spoil it and tell you all about it.
But I'm also, like, nervous because it is so different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm nervous that I'm not going to like it as much. Because I've heard people don't like it as much because it is so different.
I agree. I don't like it as much.
Oh.
But you know that, so your expectations will be lower.
That's true.
So then you'll know what to expect.
That's true.
Because I walked into it blind, like, days after it released. So.
Okay.
Yeah. You know now, and you can adjust accordingly.
Yeah. I agree.
It was good, but you'll see why I feel the way I feel.
Okay.
But I need you to read it soon.
Okay. Whenever it comes on paperback.
Annoying. Anyways, do you want to give your overall rating for People We Meet on Vacation?
Yeah. I gave it a solid 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It probably was my least favorite Emily Henry book I've read so far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the friends to lovers trope, and that's what this book is. And so I just thought it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I had some things I loved, and I had some things I didn't love.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's 3-star read. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't great. Yeah,
I agree. I said 3 stars too. I would say it is my second least favorite. Does that make sense?
Is Funny it's Story not... your least favorite? Or Big Beautiful Life?
Great Big Beautiful Life. I did like Funny Story. Maybe that was...
Yeah, you didn't like it because of the weed.
From bottom to top, I think it's Great Big Beautiful Life. Probably... Funny Story. And then People We Meet on Vacation.
What? Funny Story is my favorite.
And that's why we're so good together.
Yes.
We are opposites.
Yes, we are opposites.
But I enjoyed Funny Story. And I enjoyed Great Big Beautiful Life. It's just, if I had to pick, that's the hill I'm dying on.
Okay.
But yeah, 3 stars. I can't say I was like obsessed with it. I, like you said on your Goodreads, it wasn't very motivating to like pick up.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading it because I love Emily Henry.
Yeah.
And, like, I will say, I think her books are mostly 3 stars, but I love her anyway. So how does she do that? How does she make me just love her anyway?
A lot of her books to me are, like, 4, 4.5. Funny Story was 5 stars for me because I just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I think what got me through reading this was the movie.
Yeah.
Is coming out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's so cool. Literally, days after we finished reading it, there was an announcement for the movie coming out in January.
Yeah, because I already knew it was, like, being produced.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh.
I didn't know, like, the release date, though, yet.
Oh, yeah, January 9th. And I think they're, like, flopping on that because that's the winter. Why would I be watching a summer movie? Obviously, I'm going to read or watch it anyway, but why would they release a summer movie in the winter?
Maybe to escape the cold.
Yeah, but the movie is like, they even go during summer, and it's to summery locations. If they were going, well, I guess maybe they had like one cold location. But if they were like going to cold locations.
They didn't go to a cold location, did they?
I think just one. They talked about it at least.
They talked about it, but remember she got sick.
They didn't go there. Oh, yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like they're flopping on this whole timeline thing, but either way, I'm watching it, I'm watching it January 9th.
Same. I'm gonna go to the movie theater. I never go to the movie theater.
Isn't it on Netflix, though?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. We're going to the couch, and we're watching it together with our popcorn. Okay. What did you love about the book?
I love a dual timeline. So,
yeah.
I also read a book right before. I read Pictures of You.
Oh, yeah.
By Emma Gray. And that was dual timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped into this book. And I was like, oh, another dual timeline?
Mm-hmm.
So I was... It was kind of hard for me, but I do love a dual timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought Poppy was really funny. And I loved Alex's character. I just thought he was, like, so cute and innocent.
Yeah.
And I like the concept of the book, like, the summer vacations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's why I think it's going to be a better movie, is because you get to experience where they travel to.
Yeah.
And then, like, get to see the fun happen. Mm-hmm. Rather than them just telling you. Because it wasn't like the stone buildings with the ivy crawling up the corners. You know, like, mm-hmm. it was like we went to Tuscany. I was like, okay, what's happening in Tuscany?
That's, like, something a part of, like, why I didn't love it as much. I felt like it was very, like, fast in the way of, like, there wasn't a lot of description.
Mm, yeah.
On their vacations. And it was... just like, okay, one sentence about this,
mm-hmm.
and then jumped. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was, like, really focused on their relationship rather than what they were doing.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the movie will be able to balance that.
Also, like, I don't read book descriptions before I read books.
Yeah, same.
And I had no idea that these two friends went on vacation together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, like, Poppy and Alex meet on vacation.
That would be good.
Because it's literally the people we meet on vacation.
Yeah.
And so I thought that's how their love story happened, like strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pleasantly surprised. I think it would have been better if it was that way. But, I mean, that's not the book. So
yeah. Could do a rewrite.
Oh, no. I can't write a book. I can barely write an email.
Along those lines, people we meet on vacation, halfway through the book, I was like, they haven't met anyone on vacation.
Yeah, literally. And I'm like, what is this book title?
By the end of it, I think they met three people. It was like Bucky.
Well, no, and then they met people like on that first summer trip.
The water taxi guy?
Yeah.
Bucky or something?
I don't remember.
And then his friend, she was dating or married someone that was like a rafting coordinator. Yeah. That's like two or three people. I was like, we didn't meet a lot of people. And they those people, like, people we meet on vacation sounds like those people are forming your life. Like, they're changing you, who you are,
yeah.
or changing your experience, or, like, your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
But these people, I'm like, wait, halfway through the book, you haven't met anyone. Where are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be really good if they did meet on vacation.
I think, like, you said. Like, that's what I thought this book was going to be about. I mean, I should have read the description, so
yeah.
It's, like, my fault that I didn't know that that's what it was about, but...
Yeah, but we don't do that.
I go into books
blind. And I think it's better that way.
Yeah.
Unless you like to spoil, you know, like...
Unless you need to check trigger warnings.
Oh, yeah, true.
I try to do that. I don't check trigger warnings, because I feel like it ruins the book for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're someone that, like, wants to and needs to, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this one had any, really.
No.
Okay, there was one point in the book where I was like, girl, have you never been in love? Let's see. Okay, she says, he's sitting in bed too, texting me. And over the weekend when he was working on his classroom, he not only thought about me, but took the time to go find my old yearbook shot. I'm grinning hugely now and buzzing too. It's surreal how much this feels like the early days of our friendship, when every new text seems so sparkly and funny and perfect. When every quick phone call accidentally turned into an hour and a half of talking nonstop, even when we'd seen each other a few days before. I remember how, during one of the first of these, before I would have considered him my best friend, I'd have to ask him if I could call back in a second so I could go pee. When we got back on the phone, we talked another hour, and then he asked me the same thing. I was like, girl, have you never been in love?
Yeah.
Because that is how every time I have felt in love that I felt, where I'm like, he takes me back.
I know.
Oh, he takes me so fast. Or, like, well, why is he not answering quickly?
One of my biggest pet peeves about books is when the characters, it's like the miscommunication trope when they don't tell each other how they feel.
Yeah.
And it makes me so mad.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, literally the whole book.
Yeah.
Them being in love.
Yeah.
And just not communicating with each other that they like each other.
Yeah, they're really denying themselves of the love because they have different goals in life.
Mm-hmm. Which, I get. Yeah. But I'm like, come on, love conquers all.
Yeah, and then eventually he's like, I'll sacrifice everything.
Yeah.
Because I love you.
I was like, oh, marry me. No, I'm kidding.
I'm happily married. Yes. But I was like, man, you are in love. How do you not realize you're not in love?
I will say he was one of my favorite Emily Henry book boyfriends because I thought he was just so innocent and cute.
Yeah.
Like, he was like small town boy.
Yeah.
Wears khakis. I'm like, you're so cute. And like, he reads. I was like, aw.
Yeah, I know. I love.
I just want to like pinch his cheeks. Even though he's like older than me and like in the book, but still.
That is so funny. I love like that each of her characters, whether it's the boy or the girl, or like the theme authors. Of the book. Yeah, or like reading.
I think that's tiring.
Tiring.
Literally all of her characters have something to do with like books. I'm like, girl.
At this point, yes, it's tiring because there's like 6 books of that. Because what are the options? An author, an editor, that's librarian. One of them was a librarian. Funny story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you don't have many options anymore about book themed or being a reader. That's the 4th one.
Yeah.
But I like it, but now it's like, okay.
After a few times, I'm like, okay, cute.
Next. Get original.
No one writes about my profession.
Speech language pathologist.
Yeah.
Well, they write about your kids. Like, the ones in the wheelchair that have to look at the iPads to communicate and how they're stuck in their head or whatever. They can't talk.
What's that book called? Out of My Mind.
Out of My Mind. But you don't really work with those kind of kids, right?
No. Well, she has cerebral palsy in that book, doesn't she?
I don't remember.
I don't work with anyone. Grade. Well, I do work with kids that use AAC devices.
But they're not to that physical like level, right? Like,
yeah,
where they're wheelchair bound.
No.
And then The Things We Cannot Say, that's a historical fiction, and he is AAC.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna read it.
Yeah,
I love
AAC. I've been telling you to read it since like February.
I know.
Come on.
Half my kids use AAC.
That's really cool. It's just such a fun profession. That's what I'd be doing if.
It's so much fun, but some days I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, I get that. That's so real. I was kind of thinking, after she texts him, she says, hey, let's go on a trip. It's been 2 years since they talked to each other. They blew up the last time. And she just texts him, hey, and he responds immediately, hey. I was like, hee hee. But then they get to the airport because they're meeting for the vacation. And he's like, Poppy, and like gives her a big old hug and smothers her in love. And I'm like, that's totally unrealistic. Like, I've been in situations where I haven't talked to people for a really long time. And our first interaction like that is not gonna, like, it's not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd be like, oh, what do I do? Like, do I hug you? Do I side hug you? Well, do I full hug you?
Well, I feel like that was her dilemma in the book. She was like, I don't know what's right or wrong because of our friendship.
Yeah.
But they did things. But maybe because they are in love, that's different.
Yeah. And, like, there's, when you are so close to someone, your comfortability level and, like, vulnerability level is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just, it felt, like, unrealistic in the moment. I'm like, mm-hmm. A guy wouldn't be like that. But they've been best friends like 10 years or so.
Yeah.
So maybe.
They're in love.
Yeah.
Not.
There's no boundaries. But can you imagine being in love with someone for 2 years and not talking to them?
What was the question?
I was saying, like, can you imagine being, like, madly in love with someone and then not talking for 2 years?
No, I would find a way to talk to them.
Yeah. Be like, okay, we're not leaving it like this.
Yeah, but they never admitted they were in love with each other, so I think that's why they didn't.
They were besties, at least. Even if one was in love with the other, they would at least work towards the problem.
Yeah.
And the problem was that, what, did they sleep together? They kissed. They kissed on their last vacation, and they blew up. They're like, we can't do this. And she's like,
I thought it was
rejecting me.
I thought it was the pregnancy thing.
No, that was...
Was that an earlier vacation?
That was like...
That was with... When they were with
the boyfriend girlfriend thing.
Oh.
The couple's trip.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. So they blew up because they kissed
And he was like, no, we can't do this. We can't ruin this. And she's like, oh, he doesn't want me.
Yeah.
But, like, they were both wanting each other in that moment. So, did they not realize, like, okay, we both want each other. So, why are we not continuing this?
People are stupid. Yeah. People are stupid. It's like Magnolia Parks. I'm like, y'all are stupid. I'm still obsessed with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought that original meeting back together in the airport, I thought it was unrealistic that he would hug her with so much love. I feel like it would be awkward and, like, what are we going to, like, what's the first thing we're going to say?
Yeah,
I agree. Do I hug you? Do I side hug you?
I agree with you, yeah.
And also, I say this on every romance book. I'm sick of it. But every main character's names are so stupid.
I think Poppy's cute.
That's the cutest one I've ever read. But Alex, Josh, Nick,
okay, Kyle. Augustus was cute.
What was that?
Beatrine.
Oh, yeah, that was cute. And what was her name?
I forget.
But yeah, we need special names. Why are these authors doing this? Like, I don't want to hear about fantasy Josh.
Read fantasy, girl. They got some weird names.
I know, those are good names. But why can't we do that in romance books? What is their problem? They all have a problem. Like, where they can't pick a cool name. I've been kind of, like, putting more details in my romance book that I have, like, in the back of my mind. I don't know when I'll do it.
You need to start writing, like, jotting stuff down. Like,
I did.
Actually.
I am. Like, oh, okay. I'll show you later. I have, like, massive paragraphs. A pretty developed plot idea. It's just a classic romance. Keep it clean.
Yeah. Closed door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there gonna be your name though?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Anyway, so I'm writing those details and I've named them like such like unique names. I'm like, why can't romance authors do this? Like, yeah. I want to be better than them. Like, I'm not naming him Josh. Why is his name Josh? At least, like, he could be because Joshua, and she, like, calls him Joshua as her pet name. You know?
Calls him Joshua?
You know, like, how he's Joshua? Like, my name's Joshua, but I go by Josh. And she's like, Joshua. You know,
Or Jay.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
Joshy. Or, like,
yeah.
Josh!
Okay, well, when you think about it, a lot of characters in romance books are, like, in their, like, late 20s, 30s. Those are millennial names. Those cliche millennial names. Yeah. You have to agree with that, at least. They are kind of cliche millennial names that are in the romance books.
You're right.
Now we're seeing cooler names with the younger kids.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Kai. We want to name our son Hezekiah and call him Kai. I think that's so funny. Kai and Peyton. Kit was unique.
So I was a big American Girl doll girl. And one of them was Kit Kittredge. But one American Girl doll, her name's Kit. Okay. And I've been obsessed with the name ever since.
That is cute for a girl.
Yeah, Kit Kittredge.
Would that be her first name, K-I-T-T?
It would be Kit, yeah.
Okay. It's not short for anything.
Mm-mm, just Kit.
That's so cute.
But we also have, like, I think if we have a little girl, we're going to name her Billy after my great-grandma.
Cute. How do you spell it?
B-I-L-L-I-E.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. So cute. And then you can call her B.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. The Desert Rose Hotel.
Which one was that?
The one that has, like, broken AC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word.
And I thought it was so funny that the AC, they're like, you have to do it one at a time. Yeah. And then we get it down to, like, 80 degrees, and then the next morning they would wake up, it's, like, 84.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I could sleep.
There's no way.
And then he was like, I have to shower twice a day. I was like, you're hilarious. Like, that is so funny.
But I thought it was so gross. She was like, I shower 3 times a week. And I'm like, ew. I'm like Alex in that way. I don't go to bed without taking a shower.
Mm.
Like, I'm not someone who gets in bed without showering.
I can. I'm able to do that, but I try not to.
No. I think I feel unclean.
Yeah. It depends. Like, if I was at home all day and I didn't, like, work up a sweat, I feel okay. You know? It's different if I was, like, working out.
Or if, like, you, like, go somewhere. Sweat.
Like, no, showering.
Yeah.
No matter what.
That's, yeah. If I stayed at home all day and did nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have some discussion questions that Emily put in the back. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And it might honestly discuss some of the things we already did, but It says, when they first meet, Alex and Poppy are immediately put off by each other. Have you ever made a friend after a first bad impression?
Ooh.
If you yes.
Yeah. Okay, I just remembered. I had a bad first impression with my husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So wow. We met at this church. I had just, it was my first session with, like, this girl's Bible study. And we were at the end of it. I think we were talking, just chatting, fellowship. And he walked up and he started playing the keys in the corner. And I was like, what the heck? Why is this boy here? Why is he playing loud music? Like, we're obviously sitting here discussing and chatting and stuff. Mm-hmm. Why is he here? And so the next, and this is during COVID, so we had the mask and stuff. The next time I meet him is a couple days later. We're like, we have a big friend group. We're all heading to a worship night together, like sharing cars and stuff. And he walks and he's like, later in the afternoon, he's like, hey, I'm Zeke. And, like, turns away and then goes and plays the piano again. I'm like, what the? Okay. And everyone talked about how nice he is and how friendly he is. And he's like, I'm Zeke. And then walked away. I was like, what the heck? This guy's a jerk. And that's then I didn't even remember him being at the worship night. And then I think the third time I ever was around him, we talked for, like, hours. And so then we were friends. And then we hung out, like, every day for, like, a month or so. And then we started dating, like, a month later.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess he's not just my friend, he's my husband. But that was a bad first impression.
Yeah.
So you're a jerk.
You're a jerk. I don't think the closest thing, one of my best friends, Madison,
mm-hmm.
I probably didn't have like the best first impression. It was so long ago, we've been friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
But she was someone who, like, spoke her mind, didn't take crap, and I don't know, I was, like, when I was younger, I was someone who, like, kind of let people, like, walk over me, you know, but she wasn't like that, and she, like, stood up, and, like, you know, so I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if we would be good friends.
Mm.
Not that it was a bad impression.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're, like, besties.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had, like, a conflict or anything?
We've had, like, drama in our lives. Like, but nothing that would cause us to, like, not talk for a while.
Yeah. Just, like, I was thinking about your personalities. Since you were, like, worried that your personalities would clash. But now y'all are best friends. Like, if you ever had a moment where your personalities came out, you know?
Well, I think our personalities mesh really well together.
Yeah.
Because she's very, like, she's, like, definitely, like, the dominant friend,
mm-hmm.
and I'm kind of, like, just a dominant personality, and I'm kind of just, like, go with the flow,
mm-hmm.
and so mm-hmm. I feel like we mesh well that way,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, I don't know, the people I have really bad first impressions with, I usually don't end up being their friend.
Yeah, I would say, like, if I think about your life, the only thing that comes to mind is that, like, you and Tanner, like, y'all dated, and then it was, like, a breakup, and then y'all are, like, married now.
Yeah,
like you had a good first impression because you dated, but then
well, yeah,
and then you met him again.
But it wasn't like we broke up because I was, yeah, I wouldn't kiss him. Mm-hmm. I broke up with him, and then he dated one of my best friends in high school. Uh-huh. And then they broke up, and you know I was only really friends with her at the time, and so I only heard her side of the story, which yeah. did not add up. To like his yeah. side of the story,
mm-hmm.
and then yeah, now we're married.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had like I guess I kind of had a bad impression of him the second time around.
Yeah, right.
That's but then I'm when thinking. I actually like talked to him about it,
yeah,
and everything, which there's two sides to every
and
story.
And the truth,
exactly.
Yeah, that's the only when I was like looking at your life. That's the only thing I see.
Yeah.
Okay, the next question says, what's something you do on vacation that you're unlikely to do in your daily life?
Speak to people, random people.
Yeah.
Like I'm very outgoing because I'm like, I'm never going to see y'all again.
Yeah.
So, like, when we went on our honeymoon,
yeah.
we did things in front of people. Like, they have, like, also, I didn't mean to, like, cut off your thing. I was just like, talk to people. Like, cut you off.
You're
sorry.
Good. No, you're good.
But when we go to, like, Sandals, they have, like, the stages. And, like, we mm-hmm. go up on stage and we dance and mm-hmm. we do their stuff. And, like, because you're never gonna see these people again.
Yeah.
And it's so much more fun that way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we enjoyed. We did karaoke. Me and Tanner cannot sing at all. And we did karaoke in front of everyone. That's and it so was funny. Just so fun.
I'm writing that in my book.
Karaoke?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. The rest of the question was, is there a certain comfort in, like, the anonymity? There you go.
Anonymity?
Yeah. I don't know. How do you say that word?
Anonymity.
Okay, is there anonymous? Is there comfort in being anonymous?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I haven't gotten a lot of vacations as like an adult, because like I've been pregnant or had a 1-year-old, you know, and I think our last vacation was San Antonio, and a lot of that was just like family centered, so I didn't have like the opportunity. But we are doing a marriage retreat at the end of July, which we'll probably, like, do, like, a staycation to just, because we'll be moving at that time, so you won't have our child, but we'll be focused on each other, and we still need to figure out what to do. Or we might go somewhere. But, yeah, I do think that if I wasn't, like, focused on my family and had to be caretaking, that I'd probably be, like, comfort in the anonymousness of it. But something I like to do in vacation, not my daily life, probably like get up and run at like 6 a.m. I don't know why. Or like the sunset or sunrise. Like, I don't, when like that sun is in Dallas, Texas. Like, I can see it every morning there. But on vacation, I'm like, so let's get active. I don't know. It's so weird. Have you ever met a goal and found that your reaction wasn't quite what you expected? So this is like referencing that she got every like career like goal, and then at the end of it she was disappointed and like felt like something was missing, and at this point she had been 2 years without Alex and she realizes, oh, he's what makes me happy. I'm like, oh, how do you not realize you're in love? But yeah, have you ever met a goal and found that your reaction wasn't quite what you expected?
The closest thing I can think is like playing college soccer, but I didn't even want to. My parents forced me to, because like they're like, you're gonna go, like my whole life I was like, I'm gonna play college soccer. And then my junior year of high school I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to play anymore, I'm done. But I went and I hated it. That's why I quit after freshman year. But I met really awesome people, like I don't regret going. But it definitely wasn't what I expected. And I didn't love it. That's why I quit.
Yeah.
But I wanted to quit beforehand, so.
Yeah. We should talk more on that later. I don't think we've really talked about the details of that season of your life. Because I didn't have that season of my life. And I was in the same boat.
It was awful.
Yeah, like, I want to play college. I want to go professional. Like, I want to play for USA. Like,
I definitely cling to, like, the people I was there. Because I was 12 hours from home.
Yeah. Lonely, isolated.
Have you ever met a goal? Wasn't quite what you expected. I don't think so. I think my goals have always changed, and I am very happy with my choices. Like not playing soccer. Because after high school, I wanted to only be on a D2 team. I didn't want to be D1 because I didn't want soccer to be my life, because I'm paying $40,000 a year to go to school, not to play soccer, you know? And if I'm paying that much money all on my own, because my parents are going to help me, which is understandable. And I didn't have, like, I was like 80th in our ranking of, we had like 400 kids in our class, and I was like 80th. So I didn't even have like academic scholarships. I would have gotten, what do you call it, athletic scholarships, but not enough to cover like $40,000. So yeah, I was like, I don't want to go into debt. And then D3 was not an option because they don't do athletic scholarships. Only academic, which I was not going to be a runner for. And then D2, at that point I just didn't want to go into debt, and I didn't want to play with catty girls. All my experiences on my select team, on my high school team, they're just catty.
Hey, I was on your high school team.
But, you, like, in my grade, you know what I mean? I don't think I'd beef with your grade. Especially not with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of my life. But because of those things that happened,
I stopped chasing those, like, soccer goals. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've always been confident in changing my goals. You know what I mean? All right. What is your worst vacation memory? Did you get a parasite on your honeymoon?
No.
That's such a common...
Okay, tragedy. Actually, something that did happen to me. My parents and I, when I was 14, we went to London and Paris.
Oh.
For, like, wow. Yeah, for, like, a week and a half. In Paris, we went to a sushi restaurant. ate the food. I was 14 at the time. And as soon as we were done eating, I was like, I have to go. So I started, like, running back to the hotel. And my mom, like, chased after me because I was sick.
Oh.
But after I, you know, I felt better. But yeah, that's what happened in Paris. And I would say that's probably my worst.
Your parents didn't get sick?
No. And it might not have been the sushi. I don't know. I just, yeah.
Mm. Did you drink their water or, like?
The water in Paris is fine.
Okay.
I think so, at least. This was a long time ago. Like, uh-huh. Almost 10 years ago. No, more than 10 years ago. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I remember I just had a really bad stomach ache after I ate. Ran back to the hotel because I was like, I have to go.
That's crazy. Ugh. I'm trying to think of my worst memory.
And even then, it wasn't even, like, it didn't ruin the trip.
So terrible. Yeah.
Oh, but funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, one time on a plane, I got stuck in the airplane bathroom. And I didn't know how to open the door.
Uh-huh.
And so on our flight to London, mm-hmm. and from Paris, I did not go to the bathroom on those 14-hour plane rides.
Because of one time you got stuck? Mm-hmm. Oh,
I didn't drink a single thing, and I was so dehydrated.
Oh, my word.
But I was so scared to go to the bathroom because I was scared of getting stuck in the stall, like, in the bathroom on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I did not go to the bathroom. I still won't go to the bathroom on flights.
That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Ain't no way. I'm in there, like, at least 4 times.
Oh, another time, we were in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and I got stuck, our elevator, I was in an elevator with my sister's friend,
mm-hmm.
and we got stuck in the elevator, like, it stopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Okay, so our honeymoon, we took 2 weeks off, and then the first week we stayed at home, just, like, literally making everything from scratch, and I just wanted to be a homemaker and, like, cook, mm-hmm. and, the second week, we drove to Omaha, Nebraska for a concert. And then on the way back, we drove through, let's see. I'm looking at a map right now. Oh, my goodness. We drove so far. Oh, wow. Okay, so we went through Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky. And so when we got to Kentucky, there's, like, the Mammoth Cave National Park over there. And we drove, like, all night and stayed in a hotel and had, like, 5 hours of sleep, woke up to go get a tour at the cave, and we were the, like, the person behind the last person to get accepted for the tour. And we had to leave at a certain time to get back home for, like, work or whatever the next day. And we were already pushing it. Like, we were getting back at midnight or later, maybe 2 a.m. And so we were the person before the last person after the last person to get accepted for the tour.
That's dumb. And I was like, y'all drove all the way to Kentucky for that?
Yeah. Out of our way.
At least Kentucky's pretty.
Yeah. It literally, I'm looking at a video right now, and it was just beautiful. The it's drive so just to get to the park.
And Tennessee is so pretty.
Yeah. And then we went Tennessee next, and they gave us free coffee, so that makes up for it.
That's, like, one thing I miss about Kentucky is the seasons and, like, the mountains and the trees and mm-hmm. everything.
That's where you went to school?
My freshman year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm looking at a map of, like, all my vacations. Oh, this wasn't bad, but I wonder what I felt like as an 8-year-old. Okay, so we had planned, my mom, dad, and I, before my brother was born, we planned a vacation to California for a week. And at this point, we are doing I'm trying to find like a select team. Like I've been playing rec all my life, and then I've been trying out for teams and all this, and this team on Steam needs a goalkeeper for the King Tut tournament, and it happens the weekend of my vacation. So I left California by myself, 8 years old, and one of the teammates' dads came to pick me up at the airport, and I had like major stranger danger. And so the whole time, probably 4, 5, 6, I don't know, hour flight from California to Texas, I would not talk to the flight attendants. They were like trying to serve me and this and that. I'm pretty sure, like you said, I didn't visit the restroom, and they would always ask me if I wanted something to eat, and I was starving, and I was like, no, I don't want anything. And I didn't eat, drink, or pee.
The flight attendants?
Yes. Oh, and I was 8 years old. They're literally there to protect those kind of children.
Yeah.
And I did not eat, drink, or pee. And then finding the people was, like, really difficult. The people that were picking me up. Yeah. Can you imagine sending your 8-year-old on a flight?
I know.
Across the nation?
I know.
And they stayed, and they went to, like, the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, that's a nice zoo.
Oh, and then we went to Arizona in spring of 2021, and we went all the way to the Grand Canyon, and it snowed that day. We couldn't go. We couldn't go on the hike.
That's funny.
Oh, so I have to go back. I've been to Arizona, but I didn't do anything fun. And then I went to North Carolina for, like, a soccer tournament, and I was playing for Sting. I was, like, 16, 17. No, I was 17 or 18.
Oh, wow.
And they would not let us out of our hotel. We couldn't do anything. They were so strict. They took our phones at night. Insane. And we could not leave our hotels. I did not see a single bit of North Carolina besides the trees on the highway on my way to the fields.
Dang.
I hated that so much. I'm like, we went to such crazy places and I never saw a bit of it. Oh, I'm so mad. Okay, the second to last question is, Rachel has a lot to say about commitment versus purpose. In your own life, do you prize one above the other? Are they mutually exclusive, or can you have both?
Who's Rachel again?
I think it's her best friend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. What was the question? About kids? Wait, can... What was it?
Okay.
Purpose versus what?
Do you prize contentment over purpose, or purpose over contentment? And are they mutually exclusive, or can you have both?
Well, I think you need both. Because I feel like you have to have a purpose to be content, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't really,
I guess it depends what your values are, too.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be different for each person.
Yeah.
I think, well, I'm content in my purpose as a mom.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, but also sometimes I'm not content. Sometimes I'm like burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
I need a break.
That's fair. Yeah. But it comes in waves.
Yeah. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think purpose can create contentment.
Mm-hmm.
I think contentment can create purpose.
I feel like if you're too content, you can find a new purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. If you seek contentment, you'll find your purpose. Yeah. We're being awful philosophical over here.
I know. I actually took a philosophy class in college.
Did you like it?
Hated it. Because every time I would bring up the Bible, he'd be like, you can't. I'm like, well.
Uh-huh. I think, what is psychology?
I had to. Psychology?
I think I did psychology.
I took a psychology class.
I loved that.
Yeah, psychology is cool.
And my professor was awesome.
I took a psychology of women class. That was cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
How specific.
Yeah, A&M had a lot of.
Oh, okay.
And it was really easy. That's why I took it.
Yeah. All right. Do you think Poppy and Alex are going to make it?
Yeah. Love conquers all.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they are totally opposite, I mean, I feel like me and Tanner, I mean, we're opposite in the fact that, like, we're not, like, that opposite.
Mm.
Kind of, though. I'm very chill. Mm. Tanner's not.
Mm.
But I feel like that's the balance that makes us so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm very good with the flow.
Yeah.
He's not. So, yeah, I just roll with it.
Yeah. They say opposites attract, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, do you think that, is it better when a book ends with them getting married and having a kid. Or, like, okay, they find out they're in love and they commit to each other.
I think that. Because I was actually listening to a podcast with Jessa Hastings. Mm-hmm. And she was like, the reason why books end when they get together is because the everyday life is boring.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, being in relationships, like, the mundane stuff is boring. And so the lead up is all fun and stuff. Yeah. And then when they get together, that's when books end. Mm-hmm. Because everything after that is kind of mundane and boring.
Yeah. And that's
and why. And I agree.
Yeah. I agree too. That's why I think when people like romance, like, and they're all about romance, that's why. They're like chasing that like fun lead up. Mm-hmm. But then it is the mundane. Because like their life is probably mundane. It's natural that our lives are mundane. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to escape and get the fun. But you have to make sure that you are content in your life.
Yeah. And like, I mean, me and Tanner have like talked about this. Like, because, you know, women write men so well. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy, I feel like, for us girls to be like, why doesn't my husband do this?
Yeah.
Why doesn't my boyfriend do this? Mm-hmm. But it's also like, he's not a book character.
Yeah.
These are fictional characters we're reading about.
Yeah.
And you can find qualities in our husbands in different book characters. But these characters are also written by women.
Yeah.
And they have like barely any flaws. And that's like just not who we are as humans. We all have flaws.
Yeah.
And so.
Drop the mic. Preach it.
Yeah, I will drop it actually. But
yeah,
I feel like you can become
like comparison.
You can compare, and then you can become not content if you are comparing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. You have to like protect yourself.
Like, yeah, but that's also like social media.
Yeah,
social media creates comparison if you let it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you gotta have discernment and protection boundaries.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall good book.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. It was a good, I read it in like a few days.
Yeah, I think it took me actually maybe 36 hours.
Oh, that's
I read good. It fast. Yeah. I love her. I read her so fast. And it's like 354 pages.
Yeah, it wasn't really long.
Yeah. Yeah, so thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Netflix release January 9th. But yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah,
and we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.